Of the Sports Marketing Machine podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Neiser. This is a very super special episode. Normally, we talk about tactics to help you grow your fan base, sell more tickets, sell more merchandise. But today, I've got BJ Milliken, the Associate AD for Marketing, Communication, and Broadcast from Samford University in Birmingham, Alabama, to talk about an open role. So, BJ, what is the open role that you have? And we're going to dive into it and talk all about duties and so forth.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jeremy. The role is Director of Marketing and Fan Engagement. This is a role that is obviously critical to what we're doing and critical in college athletics these days, trying to create an in-venue atmosphere that's not only, good for fans who come to the games, but really good for everybody. You know, the players, they notice the in-venue atmosphere. It also has to do with promotions of games and doing things at games that are, made to attract people to the games. Another thing that we can get into and that I'll talk about a little bit later is the connection that this position really makes to the community and also to the campus community at Samford.
So overall, Director of Marketing and Fan Engagement. So right out of the gate, reports. Do you have some direct reports for this role? What does that look like?
Yeah, so the direct reports to me, to my position. I try to, in my role, be very willing and able to let my people kind of do what they do. And I'm not a micromanager. I let them do, this position in particular does have a marketing specific budget where they would be the budget head for that. It's technically a part of the marketing and communications and broadcast budget, but it's separated out. So they have some sort of control and idea of, I have this much to spend on my stuff. So it's not an ask of, I need to ask BJ if I can spend this, because they would know. So it reports to me, but at the same time, they have a lot of independence.
Yeah, that's great. So you've got lots of different sports. You've got some sports on campus that have been doing really well over the last few years. The two big ones, men's basketball, women's basketball has been good too, and then football as well. So there's an expectation to kind of work heavily on these sports, or is it all of the sports they're working, they're marketing for, or how is it set up at Samford?
Yeah, so we have 17 Division I sports. Obviously, men's basketball, we just had a great run through the Southern Conference tournament, winning our first SoCon tournament title, and making the NCAA tournament, almost beating Kansas, all ball.
That close.
But obviously, that's a big priority for not only us in the marketing side, but also to our administration, to the university itself, because, nothing else is going to get that many eyes on a college program as a run in the NCAA tournament. Football has had some success, obviously. Last academic year, we won 11 Southern Conference championships, so ranging from sports for soccer, volleyball, men's and women's indoor and outdoor track. So obviously, we are used to success, and that's kind of the standard. Oops, sorry about that. That's kind of the standard that's been set at Samford. Martin Newton has done a great job of setting that standard, and not only having excellence on the field, but excellence in the classroom. We're always up there in GSR, which is graduation success rate, amongst the tops in the country. So this position itself would obviously have a heavy hand in men's basketball, in football, but also be a supporting role for women's basketball, for volleyball, for soccer. We do have a young lady, Kaya Smith, who is a wonderful ambassador for Samford. She's a she's the marketing and communications coordinator, and she this past year handled women's basketball in venue and volleyball as well. So there is support there. We also are planning on hiring a couple of graduate assistants as well in terms of support. So we're hoping this year that this role in particular can kind of take more time to cultivate just a top atmosphere in men's basketball, in football. So we can be amongst the tops in the Southern Conference because that's where we are on the field. That's where we need to be, you know, in fan experience and in venue content.
So when we're talking about fan experience, this role is more like game presentation, game entertainment, what takes place, fan experience, and less of the social media side and creating video content. Am I hearing that correctly?
Yeah, no, you are. I think this role is that's the main thrust of it. Obviously, as I alluded to a little earlier, having great inroads to campus community, to fraternities, sororities, our Greek community, our faculty and staff, you know, giving them incentive to come to games and really be a part of the experience. Our students, obviously, are such a huge part of our home field advantage in both football and basketball. Mm-hmm. So that's a big part of it. The social media side is mainly housed with our communications department. So creating content is kind of on that side as well. We have a creative content coordinator, Ethan Lowe, who's you know, a great addition we made this past November. So yeah, we've got that part kind of covered. Now I will say this role has, you know, created some content for, you know, video boards for, you know, the in-venue experience and things like that. And having a background in Photoshop and Premiere and in After Effects never hurts. So, you know, having that experience is also something that they could, you know, lend to the role.
Yeah, and it sounds like this is a role that you're going to be working basketball games. You could be working football games. Outside of men's hoops and women's, or in football rather, is there expectations to be at all of the other events? What does that look like?
Yeah, so, you know, my goal when I came in here in September was to not have all of our staff members. You know, we're a small staff, but I didn't want all of our staff members to have to feel like I have to be at every home event. Because, you know, in whatever you're doing, even if you're having a great time, even if you're, you know, having fun and your job doesn't feel like a job, you can get burnt out. And if you're at every home event, it's tough sometimes to go through that grind and not have days off. So I've tried to make it a priority of mine to make sure that my folks have, you know, chances to, you know, not have to be at a volleyball game or a soccer game, or, you know, kind of trade off stuff with other people. And I think this coming year we'll have a bigger opportunity to do that. Like I said, with the added GA position, as well as, you know, Kaya helping out, that's kind of the way of the world with, you know, mid-major colleges right now, is sometimes people just have to work every event, but I'm trying to kind of get away from that. One of the great things about Samford is we have amazingly talented students, and we have a couple of students who will be coming back next year who are very adept at running softball. They can run baseball pretty much by themselves. So that's kind of one of my goals, and one of my priorities is to kind of have that, this position, this, this role, to be able to, you know, not be at every single event. Now, men's basketball, it's, you know, it's our bread and butter. We have to probably be at every one of those. And football is the same way, you know, but, to me, I mean, again, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, we're on a college campus, we're covering sports, like it's gotta be fun. So, So I think a lot of times people are like, well, I expect to be at every men's basketball game, every football game. So, I understand the burnout factor. So that's something that we're really sensitive to, you know, not just me, but, you know, my boss is Martin Newton from, you know, from the top. He's very sensitive about trying to give people more time for, you know, family, for doing things outside of the walls of Samford.
Yeah, no doubt about that. So we talked fan engagement, fan experience, what that looks like a little bit. Let's talk a little bit on the marketing side. Is there expectations of doing sales calls or selling tickets? You're managing a budget, so are you placing the ads, or there's an ad agency? Let's talk a little bit about kind of the marketing duties related to it.
Yeah, so we are fortunate to have Tamar in-house to do ticket sales, and they do a lot of the group sales. And the calls and things like that. David Moore and AD Briggs do a great job for us. We really appreciate them and their presence at Samford. Obviously, that part of it is on them a lot, but the director of marketing did work very closely with ticketing to come up with, you know, different ideas and different promotions and packages and things that we could, you know, pair with promotions for specific games. Mm-hmm. So they did a great job with that. They worked very closely, like I said before, with the campus community and coming, going tabling, you know, at different spots around campus and working closely with that side. From an advertising standpoint, we didn't really do a ton of external advertising this past year. We did some. We did some billboards for football around the Birmingham area. But other than that, we've done some Facebook ads in the past. But generally speaking, we haven't done a ton of external marketing and advertising. I don't know if that's going to change very much with the new person. I would love to talk to someone who has experience with that and who has the ability to kind of give me an opinion on that, because I think we've kind of had, you know, mixed results with that in the past. You know, since I've been here, it's, again, we haven't, don't really have a large enough sample size to determine whether or not that's something that we would benefit from. You know, I know other schools around the area do it a lot, especially Facebook, Instagram ads and things like that. But yeah, I'd be definitely, you know, obviously willing for this position to have more of a role in that. But this past year, we were just kind of like, okay, well, look, let's focus our intentions and our energy kind of more internal, and the other stuff will take care of itself. We had such great community buy-in this year from the community that I was, you know, blown away with in men's basketball. You know, there were times when maybe the students didn't show up as much as we wanted them to, but the bowl was filled with, you know, people in the community coming out and supporting Bucky and the men's basketball program. And so that was kind of the model we went with this year. But again, you know, I'm a flexible person and open to changing things up. So maybe in the fall we decide to go a little bit more on the advertising route externally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just college athletics in general, that fall break or the winter break when students are off campus and you've got sporting events, specifically men's basketball, it does seem like, well, where's all the students? I wish they were here. But if you've got the fans' support and they're buying tickets, that makes up for it for sure.
It does. And I'm excited to see kind of what the residual effect of an NCAA tournament appearance is in the community. You know, you kind of think, well, you know, everybody knows Samford basketball in Birmingham. But, you know, there might be people who are like, well, hey, you know, I didn't even know this was down the road. Maybe we'll take, you know, family to a game next year. So that's just going to have such a big impact, I think. I'm excited to see kind of how that goes and what kind of impact that has on our community.
Yeah, and a lot of it falls on the shoulders of this new marketing director to be able to get that word out. As far as being active in the community, there's probably some expectations of being at a lot of these social events and doing some of these things and speaking to community organizations. Is that kind of on this bucket as well?
Yeah, for sure. So our former director of marketing, Katie Archer, who left her position to go to Nebraska. We hated to lose her, but, you know, Power 5, Power 6 came calling, and it's closer to home for her. But she did such an amazing job with the community. We specifically had an event that we had never really tried before to kick off basketball season called Hoops in Homewood. Did that downtown Homewood, had a good turnout. The weather kind of wasn't nice to us, but we just had a decent turnout and a good event for our community. But she does a great job. Her and AD from Tamar both attended Homewood Chamber of Commerce meetings pretty much every month. So, you know, that was something that really got us in front of people from Homewood, business leaders, leaders in the community, and to, you know, spread the word about Samford. You know, even to the people who are closest to us, you know, again, it didn't hurt to have those people, you know, on our side and willing to come to games and tell their constituents to come to games. That paid huge dividends, and we actually won the business of the year, Samford Athletics did, in Homewood from the Homewood Chamber of Commerce. So, again, credit to her and that position. Again, that's kind of the opportunity that exists with this position to build those type of inroads in the community and continue to get the name of Samford out there. Not even, you know, 5 minutes from campus, you have people who you hope, you know, will hear about Samford and see the good things going on there.
Yeah. When you can win Organization of the Year with your local chamber, that means you're doing something right in the community. So kudos to Katie. Kudos to the team there of just getting out there and shaking hands and just spreading the good word about Samford sports. You had mentioned Homewood. You've said the word Birmingham, a little bit about the community. I've been to the campus before. Beautiful brick buildings. It's an absolute gorgeous campus. We'll talk a little bit about the campus, maybe the life outside of the gates in Homewood and Birmingham.
Yeah, Birmingham's a great place. I'm biased. I grew up in Birmingham, so I'm a Birmingham boy through and through. So obviously a great place, you know, to come and raise a family. There's so many places around. Even if you're a younger person, you know, the people always rave about, you know, the restaurants. It's a foodie town now. So, you know, this is just it's just a great place. I'm, again, appreciative to the communities surrounding Samford and the buy-in that they've had. People ask me, you know, well, what makes Birmingham so great? And I'm like, well, the people make Birmingham great, which is the same I would say with Samford. You know, what makes Samford great? Well, first you should start with the people who are here. So yeah, I mean, Birmingham is fun. There's a lot of things to do here. You know, and it's kind of growing every day. You know, since I was a kid, we've added so many things and so many options to do things, you know, whereas when I was younger, you know, it was very kind of limited. But now, again, the younger crowd, has started to revitalize many areas in Birmingham, specifically downtown, with the building of Protective Stadium downtown and kind of the revitalization of that area. And also, you know, Regions Field, where the Barons play, our AA affiliate. Just an incredible kind of 180 from the way it was when I was growing up. You had to go out to the Hoover Met, you know, which, again, is kind of off the beaten path. But, you know, just, again, the growth that I've seen just in the recent, you know, past has been, you know, incredible. And I don't see that changing very much. Specifically, Samford itself, within the gates of Samford, so much growth going on right now. We've got a $65 million project with our Recreation, Athletic, and Wellness Center that will be opened in the fall of 2024, a place where students and student-athletes can kind of converge and really, you know, kind of bring the campus together, have a spot for, you know, a lot of stuff happening. So we're excited about that. Obviously, we've got if you've ever been on Samford's campus in the last month or so, you'll know that there's a lot of construction going on, and that's only a good thing. It kind of, it's kind of a bummer when you can't find parking, but it's not so bad. It's not so bad of a problem to have, knowing that student housing is going up in two different places on campus. So, you know, preparing for the future. And that's kind of what Samford is doing right now, is wanting to grow, wanting to see more enrollment. And we've had record enrollment the last 13 or 14 years, I believe. So that's something that's rare in the college, in the higher education space. So, yeah, it's amazing. I see it growing every day. And when I pass all those construction trucks, I'm like, okay, well, we're still going.
Still growing. One of the things that I appreciate the most as we have this conversation is I hear that the athletic director, Martin Newton, and the president are like committed to the supporting of student athletes and the athletic department so that it is successful. And you had mentioned the amount of wins that you've had. Heck, I even remember Bill Self mentioning after that game, if that was Buckyball, I'd never want to play it again, just because there's so much excitement around Samford athletics right now. And having the commitment on the other side of campus has got to be like a huge confidence boost for you and the staff there, I can only assume.
Yeah, no, there's really, you know, nothing like having that buy-in from the top. You know, when you know that your president's behind you, when you know that, you know, your athletic director is behind you, that it's a great feeling. And, you know, obviously, you know, winning is going to make everybody feel better and about that. But, you know, Dr. Taylor, since he came in several years ago, made it clear that he was behind athletics. He understands that athletics, the athletic department, is the front door to the university. So many times that the first kind of exposure anyone gets to a university is through their athletics. And I think we've seen that in the past with a Gonzaga, Belmont, these mm-hmm. schools, St. Peter's more recently, schools mm-hmm. like this who you might not have never heard of had it not been for something that they did, in the NCAA tournament, making that run, being that kind of face of the university. And Dr. Taylor understands that that's a way to help grow, enrollment. That's one of the things that's been key for him is, finding ways to do that. And he knows that athletics is a big part of that.
Yeah, no doubt about that. So this is great to hear. Beautiful, wonderful, growing community. If you're a foodie, Birmingham, Alabama, Homewood is a wonderful place to live. But there's also cities around nearby. I used to live in Alabaster, Pelham area, and that was a short drive to Homewood. So that's not too bad. So there's a lot of nice, neat areas and a lot of small, wonderful communities. So depending on what your lifestyle is, if you're a few years out of college, but you have a few experiences, this is great. Or if you've got a few kids, like Birmingham has it all. And the situation is you're walking into a role where they've had some success on the field, on the court in the last few years. So this is really like an up-and-coming program, and the campus is committed to supporting it. So is there anything else we missed specifically about the role and a little bit more about the university?
No, I think we covered pretty much everything. I would say that, Samford is a just tremendous place to work. Again, I mentioned the people so many times. That's the first thing people say about a place that you know it's good. It's the people. The people make the place, and it's fun coming to work every day. That's kind of my philosophy when you work for me. I say, hey, if we're not having fun, we're doing it wrong. So mm-hmm. We know when to buckle in, but at the same time, hey, we're not curing cancer is what I tell people. That's a much heavier job, and we're having fun. We're trying to get the word out about Samford, let the community know, engage with our partners, both our sponsorship partners, our community partners, our campus partners, and having just a good time doing it. And again, spreading the good word of the Samford Bulldogs.
It sounds like there's a great culture that you're a part of there. Let's kind of talk a little bit about the salary. You may not be able to tell me the range or what have you, but how is it structured? It's kind of structured a little bit differently there at Samford, right?
Yeah, it is a little bit. So we did a salary study very recently to kind of determine how we're paying people as opposed to other places. If it's a fair wage, that's a big deal to our upper administration, making sure that people are paid fairly, which is great. Obviously, at the end of the day, it's awesome. The kind of tricky part for me as a hiring manager is that I can't really tell you, like if you were to ask me, hey, what's this position make? And I say, it's varies. It depends on the job description, and it also depends on your kind of how you match up with the job description, your experience, the things that kind of you would look at on the job description and say, okay, well, he's got that or she's got that. That correlates. That would grade it higher. So it's kind of a tricky thing for me to say a range, but it's competitive. I'll say it would be competitive with other schools in the market. And again, I think that our administration has every intention of being a place that people want to come and want to pay people what they deserve and what they need to obviously, sustain a healthy life in Birmingham, Alabama.
Marvelous. So if someone was interested, what's the best way? I can put a link in the show notes if you'd like, if it goes to Samford, or should they send you an email? What's the best way for them to reach out to apply?
Yeah, so samford.edu/jobs. And when you search, the keyword would be marketing. And that should be the first thing that comes up. And then there's an application there. That would be the easiest way. I'm never opposed to an email introducing yourself either. My email address is rmillica, that's MILLICA, @samford.edu. I would love to hear from anyone who would be interested. But we're hoping timeline-wise, we want to get somebody in before June. So end of May, early June, to kind of beat the July rush when we're going to start really heavily preparing for fall.
And that gives applicants time because they're coming from a different place and they're moving across the country, or maybe they're moving from one state to another. So this is great that you've given that kind of 6-week window, 8-week window, maybe even a little bit more depending, just to kind of give everyone some grace here to get them in there and get their feet on the ground. So I have heard of other roles where it's like, now you got to be here in 2 weeks, and that's just hard. So it's good that you guys are planning it that way.
Yeah, for sure. And that's obviously a big thing for me. You know, I've got 3 kids myself. I could only imagine, you know, people, even with yourself, even just with one person, picking up and moving somewhere is never something that you just can kind of do.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Well, I appreciate you coming on, talking all about this role. This is definitely something that's new for the podcast. Normally, I just show up and talk tips and tactics and strategies and interview folks who are doing things great. And this was a unique opportunity here for you and me to connect and talk about some mutual friends that we have, and then also talk a little bit more about the campus and this open role. So I will share your show notes. There'll be a link to the job and also your email in there. So if folks had questions, they can easily reach out. But from the bottom of my heart, appreciate you coming on and looking forward to seeing if we can help you get this role filled. And go Bulldogs.
Thanks, Jeremy. Go Dogs.
That's it.